those girls that,
you're just running around for old man.
And then girls didn't believe in it. You know who they were? Which one? Who was it?
Loretta Anderson.
Really?
These were Navajo girls.
Mm-hmm. They thought my father was about 21 or something like that. My father really looks young, but he's really old. My mom's got a, they say she's got a cute face.
Yeah, but then you could tell she's a mama this way.
I mean, she's big. Those are Stoney girls. You can't, when she's among them, you can't tell her if she's a mother or not like that. Because they're all big, you know.
Why do you think they're big?
They are big. They weigh about 200, 300 pounds.
No, I mean, why? What do you think causes this? Having lots of children or the diet or what?
I think it's the heritage. They're just naturally big. Even the girls down there.
It's probably caused by something. I think so.
You go down there and you take a look. Because the girls down there that are about our age, you know? They're big girls, I mean.
Well, you're not.
You want to make a bet?
These girls on the reservation too, they're kind of fat.
They're sort of...
Not if they eat 3 meals a day, they're kind of fat, you know, around here.
Stop.
But even though they don't eat
some
too
girls
much.
Don't eat too much, and they're just naturally big.
Like me, but they have. I think it's because they eat potatoes all the time. Potatoes and bread. That's all. I think starchy food. Yeah, that's all they eat. You know, and I think that's how come it is.
And as for the real reservation people, they usually live on coffee and mutton and bread.
Is that the average diet?
Mutton in the morning, coffee in the evening. Most times they're eating the
potatoes too. Soup or something. Soup. You know, it's got potatoes and meat in it. You know,
and
that or else
corn.
Just plain meat or potatoes alone. You know, just fried and bread. And
coffee most times.
Coffee or something. That's all
they eat.
Hmm.
And then when the real good, when maybe like this fall time, it's when they eat squash, fried squash in place of potatoes. And the corn, and put corn with the meat, you know.
Fry it together, or else just cook it outside.
Yeah.
Like that. Or else, you know, fire on top. What do you call it?
Well, that's what I was wondering, was why in Gallup they didn't let the Indians put up the concessions and have Indian foods. The only part that I got to was the performers' cabins, which are through the gate. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where the Indian camp as such
was. Well, that's where all the Indians head out to, most of them, you know, that want something worth their price.
Yeah.
They have Indian things like
they have a lot of things on sale that was not there, you know.
You should go to the Windrock Fair. That's a lot better than the Gallup. It's more cleaner.
Mm-hmm. No, my idea was get rid of those people with the carnival stuff and put Indian foods in.
Yes, that's a good idea.
You know, really, why not? This thing is supposed to be for Indians. It's not supposed to be for carnival people.
Well, they're invited to. Yeah. But then they have both at Windrock. You even eat free,
sometimes in certain days they have these feast days, you know, down there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets free eats in it.
Mm-hmm.
The Navajos,
set up a stand, you know, they sell fire bread and something like that, you know. They have stands out there that they set up. Then during the Shiprock Fair,
you have all sorts of...
During Shiprock Fair, you see nothing but Navajo stands in, except at the carnival. In the carnival, you know, there's only...
Circle. In the carnival,
one hot dog deal in there. Then all the rest is Navajo stands. you know, and then set up those.
Especially around the Yaytay area, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like the Hopis bring their chili, tamales and chili.
So this is the sort of thing I'd like to see at Gallup.
And Gallup, tamales is sort of a delicacy around here. I mean, you know, you see a person that, Zuni was it, selling tamales? Boy, it just goes like that. I don't know, I think Navajo's like hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love hot stuff too.
But yet you don't normally eat it.
Uh-uh.
No, we don't normally eat it all.
But when we do get a chance to eat it, man. Some of them don't know how to make it sometimes. You know, tamales, like some of them that do know how to make them will tell you the recipe because that's the only way they make it of it. That gets my mom, yeah. Because she loves tamales.
Well, you should be able to get it out of a cookbook.
That isn't good.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Oh, no, it's a good thing I had a scarf on my head. Look at it, I got it in the thing.
No, you don't.
Then? There's a very good Mexican cookbook put out by a Mexican woman called Elena's Secrets of Mexican Cooking.
Really?
And it does have good recipes in it.
The Taibo, well, I keep using Taibo, it means white. Taibo and Shoshone. I mean, white and Shoshone. And most of the enchiladas and all these Mexican foods aren't too hot. The best person that knows how to cook is their own people. They don't measure.
Yeah.
They just know what to put in.
Mm-hmm. Like, we make five bread and we don't measure. somebody else says, you know, give us the Greek ingredients, you know, and how much you're supposed to put in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what to
we
say.
We don't know what to say.
Like, we get a handful of,
it depends on how much flour you put in there. And you just
and how much people you're fixing it for. And it depends on who the people you're cooking it for.
You just know. You know.
Well, if you really want to know something about Mexican cooking, talk to Jaffa because she's very good at it.
Mm.
And we make our own tortillas.
Oh, these tortillas that are in the store are ridiculous. I mean, I don't care. I tasted some real good tortillas.
What's the matter, Shoshone? Or Shoni?
Really?
You ran out of work?
Yeah.
Well.
There's a lot to be done.
We just gotta get this thing done. We
have no time. Well, goody for you.
How many wives did you have?
Me?
Uh-huh.
This is the second one.
Oh, I thought you said. Stop raising three.
No. Joff and I both were married before, so it's the second time for both of us.
Oh. What now?
I was married to another woman and had Karen and Kevin, the boy and girl.
Uh-huh.
Jaffa was married to another man and had the two young girls.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then we got married and don't have any.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Is that another tape?
Do you know most of the tribal stories, the old stuff? Did your parents pass it on to you?
Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to tell.
I know that. I just wonder if you have it.
We're not supposed to tell during the summertime. We can tell in the wintertime.
Right. And you will pass this on to your children.
Mm-hmm. I know. We both look at each other.
Now, the reason I'm curious is I was wondering if being sent off to the boarding schools had disrupted any of this. In other words, if you had lost it.
I don't have very many, though, just a few. And besides, when you were at home, you know, in a hogan,
mm-hmm.
your grandpa and people, I think, used to, you know, talk about it every... You know, you had more time at home for the parent to mention it. But then when you go to a boarding school, you're gone for a whole year, almost a whole year, and
And you also
And you know, you hardly ever hear the story, you know, but once or something, and you're gone during the wintertime, they don't talk about it in the summer. I think that's I didn't learn very
well. Wasn't it you're not supposed to do string work in the summer too, and
mm-hmm.
In the winter you can do the mm-hmm. string work.
They don't have any stories to tell in the summer. In other words, there's not a group that you tell in the winter and then another group that you tell in the summer.
No, you're not supposed to tell stories in the summer. In the winter is the time to tell them. Just like that, my grandma said about the string work. You're not supposed to do it in the summer because spiders will come.
And string all over. I mean, give you rash and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, now, by going off to boarding school, does this make the families not as closely knit or close together as they used to be?
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think so.
They're not as close, I don't think.
Well, the kids usually, when you take them off to boarding school, they're all it, and then they don't really consider their... I mean, I think they're at the school, they're better than their grandparents or something. I mean, you know, they don't think they don't respect them too much. I mean, just...
Like the things they say, they think, oh, that's all, you know, that's...
And they won't take their they're ashamed to take them anywhere else.
Do you feel that way?
No, because I think the reason why I don't feel that way is because I was raised a little bit different from those on the reservation. Now, you see those kids on the reservation, come to the store here or something, they
mm-hmm.
don't go with their mother or father. They're usually with another girl from next door or something, you know, from about a mile away or something like that.
It's kind of being ashamed of.
They're ashamed of them because they're still dressed the old traditional way and they're dressed modernly and they think they're a little bit higher. I think that's sickening.
Yeah. And for us, I think it's just the way we're...
I don't know
but
about them.
I'm proud to walk with my grandma, you know, when she comes down to town.
Is this an attitude that is deliberately given to them in school?
I don't know. I think it's...
Wait, now let's see.
I don't know.
In other words,
I think they get it just like that because they don't know what's happening to them. You know, they don't know.
Yeah.
But when they get home, they can't... They don't know how to explain it.
No, they just, it just comes along with them, I think. It's not the matrons or anybody that's doing it. It's them themselves.
It's them themselves. They don't know what's happening to them.
Well, is there any of the attitude in the schools that says, if you really want to get ahead in the world, you have to become educated to the white man's ways.
Uh-huh.
And the Indian ways are bad. Or the Indian ways are old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
And no longer really valid. And what you need to do is be like the white man.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're not.
You were really taught this.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is no effort in the school to pass on the tribal traditions or the traditions of the people.
Mm-hmm. Because right now the only thing they have is... They don't have it at the reservations yet, the BIA schools yet, I don't think, because they don't have anybody to go out there and teach them how to weave rug and tell stories, you know, and stuff like that. They don't have anybody like that anymore, hardly anyway.
But they used to have this, say like in the evenings or on weekends?
They had it all the time. If you were at home, you know, if you come back home, you'd have time to... Your grandpa would be home or something, you know, and
he'd tell you what the meetings things on.
He had the morning, early in the morning, he might mention something about the morning long time ago, you know,
mm-hmm.
that it was like this and you should keep it that way. In the morning when he got up, he'd mention it, you know.
Like
maybe twice in the whole year or something, you know. If you just hear it once, you can't remember it, you know. Then when you come back from school in the evening, he'd mention something about it again, you know, something about the evening or something, the stars or something, you know. And I think that way you could have, more kids would have known. Right now, if you ask those kids, well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like in the...
There's no effort in the schools then to pass this information on.
Uh-uh. No.
There's but no. Most, that's what they say. To get up in the world, you have to become like a white man or else you're lost.
To get ahead, yeah.
What are they calling getting ahead or getting up in the world?
Yeah,
becoming
educated.
Becoming educated.
Becoming
doctors. Using your education.
Or doctor or for...
If you want to help your people, you got to be like a white man.
Nerd.
In other words, I mean, you know, you got to...
But right now, they're sort of changing that, I know. Because at chapter houses, you know, different places. Have you seen any chapter houses?
No.
Chapter houses, they teach weaving and stuff like that here at these chapter houses. But then I don't think they have got anybody out at the BIA schools to teach those things.
Mm-hmm.
Tell stories in the wintertime, you know, stuff like that. But they do, although they don't have anybody telling stories in the wintertime at chapter houses, but then they have weaving, you know,
mm-hmm.
should go on, stuff like that. They're teaching them now.
I think all Indian kids should keep
But there tradition. Isn't anybody telling stories.
Let me go help Joff a minute and then I'll be right back.